Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican Kevin McCarthy has lost another vote in his bid to become House Speaker as a GOP majority prepares to take House control. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
McCarthy says he's fighting for all Americans.
Not a few individuals that want something for themselves.
Hammering a group of GOP conservatives challenging his leadership, including Scott Perry.
We surely haven't come here alone. There's one person that could have changed all this.
And for the first time in a century, a House Speaker nominee failed to win the gavel on the first vote. As the second vote started, the GOP dysfunction continued.
I think Kevin McCarthy's the right guy to lead us.
Moments after Jim Jordan nominated McCarthy.
Maybe Jim Jordan is the right person for Speaker of the House.
Matt Gaetz nominated Jordan, who got enough votes to keep McCarthy from winning as the GOP dug in for a long, messy start to the new Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Emergency crews are sifting across and through rubble of a building that was struck by Ukrainian rockets, killing at least 89 Russian soldiers. The attack was the latest blow to the Kremlin's war strategy that Ukraine says could herald a shift in Moscow's tactics. In his nightly video address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said, "We started this year with tackling what Ukraine needs most right now in advance of those mobilization activities, which are being prepared by the terrorist state. This is precisely the time when, together with partners, we have to strengthen our defenses. We have no doubt that the current masters of Russia will throw everything they have left and everyone they can round up and try to turn over the situation with the war and to delay their defeat." This is VOA News. South Korea has confirmed that Seoul and Washington are discussing its involvement in U.S. nuclear asset management to cope with intensifying North Korean nuclear threats. South Korean presidential office's statement came after U.S. President Joe Biden denied that the allies were discussing joint nuclear activities. Tensions have risen between the European Union and China, and with Beijing strongly rejecting COVID-19 travel restrictions imposed by some EU nations, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
European Commission spokesperson Tim McPhee confirmed that the EU has offered to help China control their surge in cases.
This includes public health expertise, as well as through variant-adapted EU vaccine donations.
China is going to slap down the offer, with Beijing insisting the situation was under control and that medical provisions were in adequate supply. The 27-nation bloc was moving closer to imposing some sort of restrictions on travelers from China. Beijing made it clear that they would respond with countermeasures. China's foreign ministry called any moves to impose restrictions as attempts to manipulate COVID measures for political purposes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Child care disruptions continue even as parents move to forward from COVID-19, AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Illnesses and problems with child care continue to upend the lives of families with young children. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that 104,000 Americans missed work in October because of child care problems. That's a record high that surpasses earlier pandemic levels. And while absences fell in November, the numbers are still higher than typical. The data also finds the country has 8% fewer child care workers than before the pandemic. Flu, COVID-19, and pediatric RSV cases collided in a triple-demic that has been straining children's hospitals and keeping parents home for weeks. And it's not just the kids. One daycare owner in Uxbridge, Massachusetts, tells the AP she's been facing a constant battle between the children and the staff coming down sick. I'm Jennifer King.
Brazil said a final farewell to Pelé Tuesday, burying the legend who unified the bitterly divided country. He was placed in the final resting place as millions of fans around the world mourned. A Missouri inmate has been put to death for a 2003 killing in what is believed to be the first execution of a transgender woman in the U.S. Amber McLaughlin was put to death Tuesday night, hours after Republican Governor Mike Parson declined a lit clemency request. She's convicted of killing a former girlfriend in suburban St. Louis. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.